Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Man, I got to be honest, I was surprised when I saw this, as I'm sure many people were, if not most. But O.J. Simpson died today, 76 years old of cancer. And obviously, Rob, O.J. Simpson, it's an understatement to say it's complicated. You know, one of the greatest running backs of all time. Was for the young people, Rob, they don't know, and I get it, but they may not understand how big he was, right? I'm not going to say LeBron James because I don't think he was as good as LeBron James in his sport, but he was in the 70s, O.J. Simpson was in the conversation. Who's the best running back of all time? It's either O.J. or Jim Brown. OJ was in all the commercials.
And he was a crossover guy, like crossover.
Oh, he went out of his way to crossover.
No, there's no doubt to where he was.
Was it
famous quote that he wasn't black, he was OJ? Is that what it was? Is that the quote?
I think there was some in his Brentwood, California neighborhood. Yeah.
I don't remember the
context, but somebody said, I know there was a quote where he said during the time of his trial or whatever, when blacks were out in Brentwood trying to support him, he said something like, where are all these N-words, what they doing out here or something like that.
Crazy. Did he really say that? Wow.
I mean, I think I remember this stuff from his documentary. I don't know exactly.
Right.
But OJ, yeah, I remember, Rob, when he did Monday Night Football, right? Was he the first African-American commentator on Monday Night Football?
He might have been, and I think he only did it for a year or two. I know it was
I think
brief.
He did more than a year, because I think
really?
At first he came back, he did it, and then he purposely took the bass out of his voice when he came back so he could sound more white. You remember that, Rob? You remember that? He wanted to sound more white, and but obviously, beyond all that, you know, he in most people's eyes murdered two people, including his ex-wife. And the question we have up here, Rob, is: can you separate O.J. Simpson from these murders, you know, whether you think he did them or not? And the answer to me is a, a clear-cut no. I mean, when you think of O.J. Simpson, that is what's going to come to mind, regardless of what side you stand on. And, yeah, I mean, I remember, Rob, where, you know, it's one of those things when the white Bronco that he was in and his friend A.J. Cowlings, I think was the name, former player, teammate of his, was driving the white Ford Bronco.
That was during the NBA Finals with the Rockets and the Knicks.
I remember.
NBC had a double box, Chris. During the NBA Finals, there was a double box. There was a game in one box.
Oh, yeah, right. And showing him.
And O.J. And Al Cowling.
He was an absolute, again, legend. And I remember I was covering high school sports in Cleveland at the time. And Rob, at least the people I talked to, and these were white people. Most people thought he didn't, you know, initially when he was first made a suspect, people were like, no way. You know, it was just kind of like, okay, they're just doing their due diligence and all of that. And then it became an incredibly polarizing trial that to some degree, was split along racial lines to some degree. I don't want to say completely. But I don't think you can separate him, Rob, at all from this.
No. And you know, you say it's complicated. I don't know how complicated it is, Chris. I just think that when you're involved in a case like that, that's what you're remembered for. That no matter what. No, he was, and I've said this all the time, he was acquitted. People don't want to hear it. Yep. I'm not naive, Chris. Do I think he was involved in this double murder? I do.
Did he lose the civil?
Yeah, but that's easy.
Right.
It's easier. Right.
It's the same, right, by any.
Right.
Beyond criminal doubt. Right.
Yeah, it's beyond reasonable doubt. And civil, you don't have to hit those kind of
the
markers.
Burden of proof, right.
Exactly. So I just think. Young, old, when you think of O.J., it ain't about his college career. It ain't about the Hertz commercials running through the airport. It ain't about 2,000 yards and rushing for the Buffalo Bills. It's just not. It's always going to be. And that's why I think there were people today, Chris, on Twitter, right? Was it Magic and who
well,
was the
other one? Todd Gurley and Magic Johnson.
They got an enormous pushback from people.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob G, and explain what happened on TV.
Yeah, so they both were two of the very small minority of public figures to put anything even close to condolences to O.J. Simpson. Let's start off Todd Gurley, number one. His tweet out that was put out this morning says, RIP to the legendary O.J. Simpson, your favorite running back's favorite running back. Appreciate you, Uncle O. Juice, you'll be missed. Thanks for the past year being on It Is What It Is, that podcast. Heisman, number one pick, NFL MVP, first ever 2,000-yard rusher, let alone to do it in 14 games. The list goes on and on. Praying hands. Todd Gurley turned off all replies to his tweet. That's how bad things got. Okay. Magic Johnson.
Well, that was a pretty
yeah, it was
naive,
more favorable
I
than,
think
than
naive.
But this
you know what you can't do in life, Chris? Even in time of death. You can't just heap praise on people when other things are involved in there. It's like an obituary. Like, you know, you go to the New York Times obituary, Chris. O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted in a world-famous double, right? That's what they say first. O.J. Simpson, Rob G., who was acquitted in a famous double murder case involving his ex-wife and another person, whatever, was a great NFL running back. Like that, the murder comes first.
Yeah.
Ain't no way around it.
No doubt.
Well, then listen to this one. Magic Johnson. Now, this might be the most innocuous tweet possible, and he still found a way to get roasted. Magic Johnson on Twitter. Cookie and I are praying for O.J. Simpson's children, Arnell, Aaron, Justin, Jason, and Sydney, and his grandchildren following his passing. I know this is a very difficult time. Let me just read you some of the comments from this tweet. Yeah, a difficult time for the staff in hell arranging his arrival. You're kidding, right? Hell just got a top draft pick. Ain't no prayers needed.
What? Yeah, I mean, look, Magic's tweet wasn't even about OJ. I mean, it was about his family.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with Magic's tweet. I mean, I hear obviously people, you know, many if not most people think he did commit these murders. And I get people being upset and all that. Magic's tweet, that doesn't make OJ's children and survivors guilty of anything. And so I have no problem with Magic's tweet. Todd Gurley's is just straight naive. I mean, and how old was Todd Gurley? I mean, he was probably a toddler when all this happened.
I agree.
That's not necessarily an excuse.
Yeah,
he's 20. He didn't see O.J. Simpson, right?
But you know, that he obviously. I mean, it's just naive, and you know, you're gonna get pushback on that. I mean, he acted like nothing else happened.
Right. It was just like a football career.
Right. Like a great football player.
You just got to be, like I say, Chris, you tell the whole story. We talk about it all the time in life. You got to tell the whole story, the good, the bad, the indifferent. Tom Brady and his obituary, Chris, they'll talk about Deflategate. They'll talk, you know what I mean? Like, that'll
be lower. It'll be much
lower.
Right.
But I'm just saying, but it'll be in there. That's all I'm saying. Everything you do.
But that'll be low. But this is beyond.
When I'm gone, it's going to be, you know, RG3 is going to be in my obituary. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? No, it ain't no Mike. It will be in there. What do you mean? It will be in there. I'm just saying, everything you do. And there'll be a lot of good stuff, which I'll be happy about. Like, I work with you for 25
years. You're happy about RG3. You know you love that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
So anyway, Rob, Tom Brady. I know that's why you in a bad mood, because now we're talking about Tom Brady. Saying he might not be done.
Wow.
He appeared, Rob, on Deep Cuts, the social media podcast, with the barber Vic Blends. And check out this conversation, Rob.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Wow. Rob, your thoughts?
He is Meshuggah. He is so crazy and so pathetic. And here he is on the cusp. Yeah, I'm calling him pathetic.
Wow.
He's on the cusp. Because he's a 50 years old, talking about still
think he's that old.
Whatever, close to it, about still coming back and playing and jumping in on some team that has a chance, and I still can throw the ball well and all that.
46.
He's about to embark on a TV career making $37.5 million a year. His family broke up, and I'm not saying it was all over football. Obviously, there was other issues there too, and he can't let it go. I feel bad for people who can't let it go in life because it just feels like at some point, Chris, it's okay to look at your accomplishments, feel good about them, and move on. Because what people don't look at, and I know Tom Brady doesn't think about it like this, and a lot of people don't, that you stop other people from having the longer you hang around, you stop other people from allowing those guys to have their dreams and have their opportunities. Guys stick around too long. And I just think that that's the shame of it, is that he hasn't been fulfilled, or he needs to have his neck broken, or he needs to have his leg snapped in two, or he needs to play awful. You know what I mean? Where they ripped the uniform off of him for
this
him to be
dark.
Done.
Come on, man.
It's just to me absolutely pathetic and nonsensical.
I totally disagree. First of all, he's 46, not 50, and he's still in life a fairly young man. And I think, Rob, that I think that it's changed. And I don't know what he can go out there and do. I know the last time we saw him play, he was actually good, threw for 4,700 yards, threw for 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. They made the playoffs. Not a very good team, but they made the playoffs. And I think now guys are just saying, you know what? He looked at Joe Flacco, who, granted, was 39. But I've always been better than Joe Flacco. I can go out there and do that. And I also think that people are, even Brady, who burst through the door of conventional wisdom, if you will, by playing until he was 45. Even he, though, I think was like a bit bound by conventional wisdom, because it was like, I'm 45. You know, I'm old. I need to, I'm done. When actually he had actually had a pretty good year. I think maybe is it possible that LeBron James, seeing him play, even though he's younger than Brady, I'm sure LeBron was inspired by Brady playing at such a long age or old age. Is he looking at LeBron saying, man, he's still doing it athletically? Maybe I can keep playing. Maybe guys are playing. We all are playing longer now. But bottom line is, I got no issue with it. I do think this, though, Rob. I think he's all but begging to get back in the league. Like, he clearly seems like he clearly wants to play, because Tom Brady is not stupid. He understands that when I say this, he knows what's going to happen. It's going to become a huge story. He even throws out teams, the Raiders and the Patriots, who happen to need quarterbacks. And everybody, or a lot of people, Rob, are taking this like he maybe would come back for the last few games of a regular season with a team that might, you know, be able to make the playoffs, and he could help them make a run. I think he's thinking more like coming back for the whole season. Because the Raiders and the Patriots aren't likely to make runs without a quarterback like a Tom Brady, the way they are right now. So I think he wants to play. More power to him if he can. Give him a defense, an O-line, a run game, some weapons. He needs all that. He needs all that because he's not what he used to be, obviously. But why not? And the stuff about taking opportunities. I mean, come on, man. This is life. Everybody taking opportunities. It's capitalism. It's a competitive society. That's in everything. You get mad at the sports writer or the broadcaster who works till he's 75 or 80?
Absolutely.
Why? Yeah. Why? You can do what you want to do.
Of course you can.
You're free
but that
to do what you want to do. Who are you to tell him you're self-righteous and tell him they're taking somebody else's opportunity?
But there is a time that people should step down. You don't need to be fired or thrown out. You don't need to be fired or thrown out. Vince Scully was still doing the Dodgers and sounded great. And he still stepped down because he realized, let me let another person have an opportunity.
Is that why he stepped down or was he ready to just retire?
No.
Was he ready to just step down and do something else?
Ernie Harwell sounded great.
When I stepped down.
And he's almost 80 years old. Bob Uecker still doing Brewers games. He's like 85 years old. Dude, go home. Go home. I'm dead serious. Tom Brady, go home.
If they want to work that long.
Go spend time with your kids. It's ridiculous. 46 years old to play football. It's just, it's being self-centered. It's being the world's got
to
be about you. No, it's not. Chris is bigger than that.
Why can't he do what
he wants to do? You're being naive. It ain't about being playing football.
I'm not being naive. I'm simply saying.
He needs a spotlight to feel good about himself. He's got some deficiencies in life that he's not satisfied unless he's the center of attention. That's what this is about. It ain't about football.
You sound awfully self-righteous right now. He's got some deficiencies in his life because he wants to play football. Does LeBron have deficiencies in his life because he's still playing basketball at 39?
Well, because he's chasing something,
and then going to play at 40?
He ain't 46 trying to still chase Michael Jordan. If LeBron is still playing at 46, I'll say the same thing about him.
Why? If you can do it, if you're still good enough, why not? Who are you to tell an individual
I'm giving my opinion. I'm not telling Tom Brady.
Saying,
I'm giving my opinion.
Very
I'm giving my opinion on this situation.
I'm not talking to Tom Brady.
I'm talking to you and the listeners, Chris. That's what this is, a talk show. We're talking about it. This is how I feel about it. You don't have to agree with me.
Well, I'm telling you how you feel is very self-righteous.
Oh, now you're telling me?
Because if I came and said you got a deficiency because you're 60 years old and still doing a talk show, why don't you give a 25-year-old a chance? That wouldn't be fair.
I am
giving
him a chance.
You're doing what you want to do. You're doing what you want to do. If you want to do it at 70 and you're still good, so be it. When I step down, and I doubt I'll be 70, it won't be because I can't do it. It'll be because I'm ready to move on to the next stage of my life. But everybody doesn't have to, doesn't have to be do it until the wheels fall off. I mean, if a guy wants to do Vince Scully, I mean, maybe he just wanted to step down. I doubt it was like, let me give the next guy a chance. I mean, that you talk about naive. That's naive.
It ain't. I'm telling you that there are people who have a sickness about celebrity or being the center of attention, and they can't let it go. They can have a great run, do everything. Mike Francesa was on the radio in New York for almost 40 years. The dude retired. They gave him the greatest going away party and send off, Chris, you could have in broadcasting. And the guy couldn't stay home for 9 months. Came back, was a flop, and that's the way he left
What's
the radio
that got
business.
What's that to do with this?
That because it's ego. Because it was ego.
Rob,
it has nothing to do with
hold on.
It's ego.
I think it's a love for food. And I'm not saying Tom Brady doesn't have an ego. A lot of people have egos. But I think this is more about I love playing football. He's going to be in the spotlight. If he doesn't play football, he's going to be paid almost $40 million a year to broadcast games. He's not going to be lacking for attention. I doubt all the work you have to put in to prepare for an NFL season, and the chance that you might get your block knocked off is just about ego. It's about him wanting to play. Now, we'll see. Is he still any good? I mean, maybe we'll see if anybody takes him up on this. I'm just saying, if the guy wants to play and he's still good enough, then he can play. It's not about age. If you're good enough. And so last time we saw him, he still played fairly well. Pretty good. But it'll be interesting. I don't know if anything will come of this. I think it's interesting what he said about the Patriots. Rob, remember, he played with Gerard Mayo. Mentioned the Raiders. He played with Antonio Pierce. So I wouldn't be surprised if conversations have already taken place. Not that anything's in place, but just saying, hey, man, you know, they need quarterbacks. What do you guys think? Something like that. But it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of this, but he certainly put it out there.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rob, Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff had this to say about the Detroit media.
I probably need to drop it pretty soon here because I'm going to hopefully be in Detroit for a long time. But I have this thing with our local media where like they almost like relish in negativity at times. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what gets clicks and that's what sells. It's no longer what they need to live in. Like, right. Hey guys, like we have a good team. We've had success. Like we can be happy about that. We can celebrate that and not have to write about how like we're constantly the underdog. Like, no, like teams are going to be gunning for us now. Like we won the division and all that. And I'm probably overthinking it in my head just because it's the chip on my shoulder and the competitor in me. But in that moment, I was just giving that guy a hard time. I actually really like him.
Play football. Don't worry about what the media is doing. That's your issue. Let them cover the stories. We've been to J school. We know what a good story is. We know when to praise teams. We know when to dig deep and try to figure out why teams are bad. I told Steve DeSager earlier, Jared Goff, you've never read a story about every plane landing safely at Metro Airport in Detroit, because that ain't news. And when people have to write about stuff, my God, worry about what you can control. Stop trying to control the narrative. And everybody's supposed to be homers and rah-rah the Lions. Guess what? You guys blew a big lead in San Francisco and didn't make the Super Bowl. Are they supposed to celebrate that or dissect what happened in the second half? Why they didn't make a trip to the Super Bowl? Or overlook coaching mistakes or bad plays on your part? I don't know what you want. I've had plenty of players, you have never made it to the NFL. And guess what? You've never written a column for a major daily either. I don't know what you do, and you don't know what I do. How's that?
Wow. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know what he's referring to. I mean, it was – I don't know if he's talking about guys, you know, having, at least in his opinion, an attitude of, Rob, it was a phrase, SOL, same old Lions. I don't know if he's felt like they should have been praised for going as far as they did to the NFC Championship game. But maybe he saw negative columns about how they did blow that huge lead, how Dan Campbell made some mistakes. I don't know. It's hard for me to comment on it. But and I'll say this to Jared. Rob was a columnist in Detroit, and we know Rob's motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. You guys can probably guess that from the show. But Rob would turn on the homerism, too.
Stop it,
when,
Chris.
When the Pistons won it in 2004, upsetting the Lakers,
Chris,
there was no bigger cheerleader than Rob Parker.
Stop.
He came to the arena with pom-poms on and bells on his shoes. He had everything but a tutu on. I thought he was going to dance at halftime. No. Now, you know, I don't know what Jared's talking. I mean, he even laughed. Robbie said, I'm kind of talking tongue-in-cheek. I was messing with the guy. My guess is that he probably, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe he but I think he just was kind of talking about razzing one of the local columnists.
You know what I tell people, athletes, when they come to Detroit, young guys, Chris, when I was a columnist there, seriously, I would just tell them, this is not for you. This is for the fans. The sports talk radio's for the fans. The newspaper's for the fans. It just is. And if you take everything that you hear personally, you're going to have your feelings hurt. You just are. Because unless you're winning the Super Bowl every year, Chris, you're going to get criticized. Am I right? Don't get criticized. And there still could be a little bit, but you know what I mean. You're the one who wound up winning the championship, and people are going to praise you to the high heaven. So most people in the business are criticized. That's all. And don't get caught up in it. It really is just for the fans. And that's the advice I give young athletes when they come to a town that I'm working in.
Yeah, and I think that athletes, I would say they need to understand what type of person they are. Because some athletes, Rob, a la Michael Jordan, there have been others. I think Tom Brady may have been in this category, Rob, where they take the criticism and use it as fuel. Like, it really motivates them. We know Jordan actually leaked at least one time a falsehood just to get himself motivated, right? And so if you're that type of person, then by all means, read everything, right? If you're the type of guy that it would get in your head,
right,
and bother your performance, you know, and you got all these voices in your head now, they think I can't play and you can't concentrate and focus, and it actually does take away from your game, then don't read it. Avoid it. You know, I think the key is to know what type of person you are, Rob.
You've had issues with players when you were a beat writer, writing, you got to report stuff. They're not happy with the story or the headline or whatever it is. And bellyaching about it isn't going to stop you from doing your job. Because if you don't do it, Chris, guess what? The New York Times will get somebody else. That's just how it is. You got a job to do.
I just always tried when I was writing, Rob, and even now, just to be objective. You know, I didn't want to, I would not, even if a player didn't like me or if I had an issue with him for whatever reason, I would still try to write just based on his performance. I wouldn't, he don't like me? All right, we'll
see. Stick it to him.
I got the last word, right?
I agree with that.
No, I wouldn't do that. And even now, I try to not make it personal and just say my opinion, but be fair about it and truthful. But we're in the opinion business, Rob, and sometimes guys might not like your opinion, but everybody has a right to it. And we always say, Rob, we're not doing anything, at least on this show and in radio, we're doing the same thing that they're all doing in the barbershop.
Yep.
You know?
100%.
And it's just now, we have to answer for it, though. You can say anything you want in the barbershop and not have to answer for it. We do.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.